Dear Lord, I ask that you touch my mouth so that your words may come out of it. Dear Lord, I ask that you touch my mind so that it may be used to edify your people. And I ask that you touch all of our hearts so that we may love like you do. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. What crown would you place on the head of a king? Certainly not one of thorns. I just couldn't imagine. Still, the greatest king in creation was given this abomination: thorns. If you prick your finger, the pain causes a memory you won't soon forget. Yet Jesus took this crown unaccompanied by regret. Thorns. See, they cause the rose to behold a warning to its seeker. But they were transformed to embellish the head of our omnipotent Redeemer. Bearing an outpour of blood, which must have burned his eyes. In most anger would flood, yet he proposed forgiveness without despise. Imagine the pain, piercing. A throb of constant aching, all for you and me, his own well-being forsaking, for us to live unbounded, free. For our sins, his blood began to waste. He gave the ultimate sacrifice. Now he perpetually pleads our case so that we may encounter everlasting life. So I ask you again, what crown would you place on the head of a king? One which would disgrace, or one to his liking? Many years ago, Jesus was bestowed a crown of ill-natured thorns. They jeered and mocked him with ignorant hearts full with scorn, and those who loved him began to mourn, and he is the urbane king that every universe adorns. It is said, heavy is the head of he that wears the crown. But see, what Jesus braved would hasten others to a mental meltdown. Oh, but not our king. Regardless of thorns, he is drenched in majesty. In spite of his raiment there tore, he is eternally exalted as a consequence of travesty. So I counsel you today, as you experience your thorns, keep faith, do not digress. These afflictions pave the way for your heavenly testimony you will confess. Thank you.